Thank you and good morning. The County Drug Task Force, following up on information gathered by the Bureau of Land Management, served a search warrant at a residence connected with 29-year-old Justin Christensen on Pinecrest Road in Fortuna. Christensen had been arrested by a BLM enforcement officer on January 17th and found to be in possession of 11 pounds of processed bud and honey oil used in the making of hash. On Thursday morning, BLM officers joined the drug task force in a search of Christensen's residence and located an additional 12 pounds of processed bud, $13,000 in cash, and evidence of hash production. Christensen was arrested and booked into county jail for possession and possession for sale. Eureka police arrested 28-year-old Dario Padilla for the third time in the past year on Thursday afternoon, and once again, it came after a violent altercation with police. Officers responded to the Dutch Brothers drive-thru coffee shop on 5th Street in Eureka just after 2 o'clock and learned that Padilla had exited his vehicle, attempted to hit an employee, and that he was acting erratically. When officers reached the scene, they initially took Padilla into custody, but as they were placing him in a squad car, he reacted violently, managed to slip out of the handcuffs, and fought with officers as they attempted to subdue him. Police report it took 4 to 5 officers to restrain Padilla, who was suspected of having been under the influence. He was finally restrained and then taken for medical treatment and a mental health evaluation. Police also thanked a man named Vince, who assisted officers when he saw them struggling to restrain Padilla. It's been a tough couple days for business owners and merchants on Main Street in Fortuna, and three people decided to make it even more difficult after a break-in at a business in the 1600 block of Main Street Wednesday morning. When officers reached the scene, the alarm was ringing, and they soon learned that 29-year-old Fortuna resident Natasha Sue Cotterman had entered the store and stolen items she may have believed were computer electronics. They weren't, and the subsequent investigation led to Cotterman's arrest, along with the arrest of 31-year-old Edmund Clifton Cotterman and 29-year-old Brianna Dunsing. All three were booked on charges related to the break-in. The sheriff's office is asking for the public help as it searches for 40-year-old Francis Ellen Billy, who was suspected of shooting a 57-year-old man with a .22-caliber rifle following an altercation on Wednesday evening. Hoopa police report that Billy and a second woman got into a fight and that Billy shot the man at a location on Alameda Drive off Highway 96. Billy is an adult Native American female, 5'3", 120 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. The victim was airlifted to a Reading hospital for treatment. The sheriff's office is also searching for 37-year-old Dale Baldridge, who fled from a sergeant who was attempting to serve civil papers to Baldridge at a residence in Bryceland on Wednesday morning. Baldridge fled the scene in his pickup truck, but then it became disabled on Old Bryceland Road, and he fled on foot and managed to elude capture. A search of his truck turned up marijuana, meth, and heroin, and anyone with information about Baldridge or about Francis Billy is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's Super Bowl Sunday weekend, and that means, if you're anything like me and my friends, you'll be at a place where beer, good food, and good friends have congregated to enjoy the game. The Avoid the 8 Anti-DUI Task Force wants to remind you that they will be busy as well, and law enforcement patrols will be increased to target impaired and dangerous drivers on Super Bowl Sunday. One easy way to avoid meeting any of those officers on patrol is to avoid getting behind the wheel if you've been drinking. Local fire chiefs also want to remind Super Bowl fans to use caution around grills and other cooking devices on Sunday to avoid any injuries or dangers. Ensure your gas or charcoal grills are in safe working order and keep them well away from houses, decks, and overhanging eaves and railings. The five-alarm fire in Fortuna on Wednesday once again highlighted the importance of mutual aid that is provided by fire departments across Humboldt County. Small volunteer departments rely on help from neighboring companies, particularly with any major blaze like the one at the Star Hotel in Fortuna. Today and on Saturday, Humboldt Bay Fire will host classes aimed at adding to the training volunteers in the county undergo, with day-long classes in advanced firefighting techniques taught by national instructors. The classes will be held at the Fire Training Center on Hilfiker Lane and will include both classroom instruction as well as hands-on fire training. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.